I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. It's award season again, and what better time to look back over 2012 and pick some of my favorite films. The good news is some of these are still in theaters here in Lubbock, and most of the others are available on DVD, Netflix, or Redbox. These are in no particular order, but rather just five films that I really enjoyed this year. Number five is Looper.
I am one of many specialized assassins called Loopers.
This time-traveling head trip will leave you asking more questions than it answers, but it's worth the wild ride. Number four is Life of Pi.
I was born and raised in one of the most beautiful places on Earth.
This book-to-screen adaptation is fantastic, and the visuals are breathtaking. Director Ang Lee masterfully navigates this lost-at-sea story about a boy, his tiger, and his faith. Number three is Lincoln.
We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain.
This biopic is a masterclass in acting from a stellar cast, but Daniel Day-Lewis as the great emancipator steals the show. Number two is the documentary The Queen of Versailles. This film is a perfect microcosm of how, why, and where our country got off track with the financial debt of 2008 and is flying under the radar of many critics. It's available on Netflix for instant streaming. Finally, my number one is Django Unchained.
Do you know what a bounty hunter is?
You kill people, and they give you a reward.
Quentin Tarantino's new film is a bloodbath of action and fun. Django is full of great performances and some hilarious sidesteps. To hear what other five films were my favorite in 2012, tune in to 24 Frames tonight on Channel 5 PBS at 7:30 p.m. We will also have a performance by Tori Vasquez in our South Plains sessions. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunter.